Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Life and Lemons podcast. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in thus far and is still listening. I appreciate every single one of you. This episode, it's not going to be too much. I have something planned for this episode. I did just want to touch on some things that are happening, at the moment in the world, and just a little update on myself. I am mental health wise, I'm not doing too great, honestly. I'm actually recording this on the Monday, so the day that I should be posting it. So the last week and a bit has been a bit off for me. Overall, I'm doing really, really good and I have really, really good days, but there are some days where I'm just not able to hack it. And even though those days can be pretty bad, I found myself coming out of it pretty quickly, which is definitely some progress in to how I would usually react, and that would be, not to do anything. I won't go into work, I won't do anything, I won't go to the gym, I won't do my regular routine. So for what it's worth, I think I'm handling it pretty well. I just hope that I'm not pushing it to the side and sort of pushing it, under the mat, and I am addressing my mental health, my mental status at the moment. I did just want to give you that update. Along with that, there has been some pretty upsetting things that's happening in the world in Sydney at the moment. A few awful attacks in Doonside, in Bondi, and it's something that I can't even mentally, physically come to terms with. It's something that I am so upset about, something that I cannot even imagine the hurt, the pain, the fear in that the people involved went through. And I feel like as an ex-cop, it makes me wonder, like, what would I have done in those moments? I think it affects me as a mother, as a human, as an ex-cop. It affects me in so many ways that I can't even, I literally cannot watch the news. I cannot read it. I can't see it. Everything, it's everywhere. Trying to avoid it is so hard. So, like, when I finally watched it and listened and found out what had happened, it just, I was an emotional wreck last night and this morning. I've just been crying, bawling my eyes out. It's just such an awful thing to think, what has happened in this world. And it's even harder for me because I find myself, in two headspaces about it, two mindsets, because my podcast has a focus on mental health. And then finding out that the person who had done these awful things in Bondi had schizophrenia among possibly other mental health issues. And it just, what has gone wrong? What has happened? I really think that the health system in regards to specifically mental health, something needs to be changed. There needs to be more. The things they have you filling out when you go in, for a mental health care plan or to speak to someone, it's a photocopied piece of paper that you can barely see the writing anymore because no one's printing it out. It's so outdated. It is not useful. It's not useful to anyone. I don't see how we're not doing more to help people who are struggling with their mental health. And I am not in any way justifying the actions of this person who did the awful things that they did. I just think this is something that we can say, more needs to be done for the people who are struggling, especially when, it's to that extent, to hurting other people. And my heart is broken. My heart is broken for the people who were hurt, to the fatalities. My heart is physically broken into pieces, and I look at my children and I feel guilty. I feel so guilty that I get to hold them and I get to cuddle them and I get to love them. And then you've got parents that aren't doing the most for their kids, that are hurting their kids. And I physically cannot fathom the thought of having children. See, I'm going into a tangent now. I do apologize. I guess this just shows my mental status at the moment. It's all over the place because I think about the baby that was hurt, and then I think about all the babies that are hurt in the world. And I wish I could help everyone in this world. I told my husband as I was on the way home from gym that if I was rich, if I was a celebrity, if I had all the money in the world, I would be owning an orphanage. I would be nursing these children. I would be taking care of them physically. Like I will be the one there holding them. And I just wish that. I wish I could help these young babies, these young children that are being hurt all over the world. It breaks my heart that I feel so useless and so unable to be able to do these things. That's something that has also been happening. Obviously, that's really affected me, and I can imagine that it has affected a lot of people. I saw a post the other day just about, the New South Wales Police Force posting, like, if you need someone to talk to about the horrific things that have just occurred. I think that's really, really good to reach out to someone if you do need to talk to someone. I know that I'm seeing a psychiatrist. I'm also seeing a counselor. My first session is actually today in an hour, so I'll be speaking to them about it. No doubt I will break down. And I think it is very important to talk to people about whatever it is that is affecting you, about whatever it is that you are struggling with, and just seeking the help when you need it. It does not make you weak at all in any way. If anything, it makes you stronger. And if anyone is struggling out there and doesn't really want to go out, to seek the services of like a psychologist, a counselor, or anything like that, reach out to me. I'm very willing and open to speak with you about what it is, whatever it is that you need help with. That's something that's happening in the world today, and to the families, to the New South Wales Police Force, to the New South Wales health staff, the ambulances, sorry, the paramedics, to everyone, to the beautiful people that were there and that were trying to, do first aid and help people, and to the beautiful person who's, took that baby and saved it, potentially for the mum that, gave her baby in her final moments to someone to save. And to everyone involved, my heart just goes out to yous, my prayers, everything, absolutely everything. Thank you so much to those people. Now, I guess what I did have planned for this podcast is on a lighter note, because I feel like with everything that's going on, I really need to avoid that mindset, because it really does affect me greatly. And I wasn't planning on saying anything about it, but I did feel it necessary. I wasn't even going to post an episode today, but I still think, I want to be upholding that once a week, episode to come out. So I do want to do something on a lighter note. It's going to be a shorter episode. I'm so sorry, guys, but I have something fun planned. You may know it, like the celebrities when Vogue, sorry, goes to interview them and they do the Vogue 73 questions. So that is actually what I'm going to do today. So there are 73 questions. I'm going to read them out and then I'm going to answer them. I do have to say whatever comes to my mind first, not to overthink it, and yeah, we'll see how it goes. So get to know me in a different light. So here we go. So we've got question one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now? So physically in this moment, I'm about a 10 out of 10. I know that sounds really crazy with what I've just said about my mental health and everything, but I'm a 10 out of 10 right now. Number two, describe yourself in a hashtag. So it will be like hashtag here to help. Hashtag here to help or hashtag love and happiness. Because to me, that is my mantra. And in this world, what more do you want other than love and happiness? That gives you everything. Question three is, if you could do a love scene with anyone, who would it be? There is no context to that question, so I'm just going to go ahead and say my husband. Why would I want to do it with anyone else? It doesn't say a celebrity, doesn't say anything like that. I would 100% want to do it with my husband. With that being said, we've recorded ourselves once and it was not a pretty scene, so it's probably never going to happen. Question four is, if your life was a musical, what would the marquee say? I have no idea what that means. Let's have a look. Let's look up what a marquee is. So I'm going to be real with you guys. I've looked it up and I just have like pop-up tents coming up. It's not making sense to me, so I'm just going to skip that question. So question five is, what's one thing people don't know about you? I feel like a lot of people, whether it's past, present, people I, walk past in the shops, just I feel like a lot of people don't realize that I am very, very loving, and it does come across, resting bitch face, and I do have a lot of deep, deep-rooted anger and sadness in me. So sometimes my portrayal or my reactions can tell otherwise, and I'm trying so hard to work on it. You're like, it is unbelievable how hard I'm trying to work on that, because I truly do want love for everyone, and I want to spread love and show love, and it doesn't always come across like that. Number six, what's your wake up ritual? At the moment, it's pretty much the same. I wake up around about four, depending on the day. I wake up, get ready. I have my pre-workout. I have my my medication, and I go to the gym. That's pretty much it. What's your go-to-bed ritual? I wouldn't say I have a ritual. I try my best, brush my teeth, wash my face every morning, every night. I wouldn't even say like I get in proper PJs, but I go to bed very early. So once my eldest is in bed, so am I. What's your favorite time of the day? My favorite time of the day is when I'm eating. I love food. Like when I start work, it's like, okay, when's lunchtime? Okay, when's dinner time? Obviously, my favorite time of day is just being with my husband, being with my children. But like on a work day, favorite time of day is eating. And then, going home to my children and them running out to me squealing. That's probably the best thing. I can hear it right now. So question nine is, what is one thing no one knows about you? The thing is, this whole podcast is about me sharing my life. So I feel like you've already learned a lot of things about me. I don't know. I don't know. There's still a lot that you guys don't know, but I'm going to come back to that one, guys. Question 10 is dream country to visit. Okay, so I'm extremely bad with geography. So I don't know if this is a country. All I'm going to say is New Orleans is on the top of my list, mainly because a lot of vampire movies and shows take place there, and I am obsessed with vampires. Question 11, what's the biggest surprise you've had? I would say falling pregnant with my firstborn son. Yeah, that was a very big shock. Question 12, heels or flat slash sneakers? I would say flats slash sneakers, but to be honest, if it's boots, love me a good boot heel, but like the thick, solid ones, not like, little stiletto ones. I love a boot moment. I love winter fashion. Question 13, vintage or new? To be honest, a bit of both. A bit of both. Why not? Question 14, who do you want to write your obituary? Obituary. I don't know how to say that word. Obituary. But I'm pretty sure that's like for when you die, I think. Oh, I hope so. If that is what it is, then I would say my husband. that's the person that I would want to write that. A question 15 style icon. To be honest, I draw from like everything and everyone. I love it. I love heaps of different moments. I want to be tomboy or tom girl rather. I want to be classic. I want to be, you know, modern, modest. I don't know. I like it all. I like it all for the different situations. Question 16, what are three things you can't live without? My husband is number one. My children is number two, pretty much equal one, I would say. Two, and then third thing that I wouldn't be able to live without, food, I guess. I don't know. What's one ingredient? Question 17, what's one ingredient you put in everything? I would say salt. If anything, I'm more of a savory over sweet, so I'd say salt. Question 18, what three people, living or dead, would you like to make dinner for? Oh, that's easy. My nonna, my didda, and Corey's big Grammy. I want all three of them at dinner talking about our life, talking about their grandchildren. I want them all. Question 19, what's your biggest fear in life? Dying. Question 20, window or aisle seat? Easy, window. Question 21, what's your current TV obsession? At the moment, it's just like Law and Order, SVU, and then my comfort shows, which is usually like Big Bang or Friends, something like that. Question 22, favorite app? I would say TikTok, because I learn a lot of my baking, a lot of my cooking, cleaning, just a lot of that stuff on there. Question 23, secret talent. I wouldn't say that I have any like secret talents. The only thing that I, you know, was fairly good at growing up, I've lost it now, was doing hair. So I would do a lot of people's hair. I did love that. Question 24, most adventurous thing you've done in your life? I guess moving to Queensland on a whim. Question 25, how would you define yourself in three words? Loving, caring, resilient. Loving, caring, and resilient. Question 26, favorite piece of clothing you own? Ooh, at the moment? I wouldn't say I have some at the moment. There was probably one dress that I did have, but I when I went through a bit of a mental health phase, I cut up all my clothing, so that was really tough. But my favorite dress there was one that I bought from Maya, and it was on sale, and I was like, oh my God, it's not going to fit me because it's a size down to what I would usually do, and it fit me like a glove. It was the most beautiful dress. It had black lace trim and flowers and a like frill, and it was just the most gorgeous dress. I loved that, but you know, it's in the bin now. Question 27, must have clothing item everyone should have. A good pair of jeans, man. Once you find a good pair of jeans, you're set. Question 28, superpower you'd want. I want the ability to help everyone. Question 29, what's inspiring you in life right now? Just my family, my husband and my children. They inspire me every day. Question 30, best piece of advice you've received? Only because I do have one, but it's only because I was just like thinking about it. I like thinking about it the other day when we were like speaking with the counselor for my son, my husband and I. And I think in a parenting sort of aspect, choosing your battles or picking your battles, I think that is so important because you can't be perfect all the time. So when it is time to, you know, do the tough thing, just pick your battles. You know, you don't have to do it all the time. Question 31, best advice you'd give your teenager self. Just remember who you are, because your individuality is the best thing that you have. Question 32, a book that everyone should read. I know, My Daddy is a Police Officer by Paris Wright. Or I'll Always Miss You by Paris Wright. Question 33, what would you like to be remembered for? I want to be remembered as the person who loved and was happy, who was loved and gave love and was just happy. That's my goal. Question 34, how do you define your beauty? Oh my goodness. How do you define your beauty? It is expressed greatly in my actions and in my heart. It may not come to the surface at times, but I know it's there. My love and my love, and I think that's what's so beautiful about me is my heart. Question 35, what do you love most about your body? Hard questions. I want to love everything about my body. I'm not there yet, but I really do. But the fact that I can, grow children in me is the greatest gift in the world. Question 36, best way to take a rest / decompress. Honestly, just go have a nap, man. That is my go-to. If I'm angry, if I'm hungry, or if I'm hangry, I need to go take a nap. I know that sometimes my mind needs to quiet, my eyes need to shut, and that's just the best way for me. Question 37, favorite place to view art? I do like museums. I really do like museums. I appreciate them. I don't always understand them, but I do appreciate them. Question 38, if your life were a song, what would the title be? Never Gonna Give Up. Question 39, if you could master one instrument, what would it be? I'd say the piano. I really want to learn the piano. Question 40, if you had a tattoo, where would it be? Well, I do have tattoos. I have one on my right shoulder blade. I have one on my left rib cage and then one on my left wrist. Question 41, dolphins or koalas? Dolphins. Question 42, what's your spirit animal? A potato. Question 43, best gift you've ever received? Funnily enough, I actually said this the other day, and my husband's done some pretty great gifts, but I said this the other day that the best gift I've ever received is from his parents, and it is my stand mixer, cake mixer thing. I use it to death. Question 44, best gift you've ever given? Oh gosh, I don't know. Just me to my husband, I guess. I don't know. Question 45, what's your favorite board game? I would say the OG Monopoly, but I don't really play board games. Question 46, what's your favorite color? My original all-time favorite is yellow, but I've, fallen in love with pink as a, with the basic bitch that I am. I've, started to fall in love with pink, but my OG is and always will be yellow. Question 47, least favorite color is green. Question 48, diamonds or pearls? I'm pretty sure my birth month in June is pearls. Don't quote me on that, but I would prefer diamonds. Question 49, drugstore, makeup or designer? I would say drugstore, but that's only because I don't wear much makeup and, I don't have time to go buy designer makeup. Question 50, blow dry or air dry? Blow dry, definitely. It helps with my frizz. Question 51, Pilates or yoga? I really don't know the difference, so I'm going to go with both of them. Either, whatever I'm feeling at the time. I know they're both hard. Question 52, coffee or tea? Definitely coffee, but funnily enough, for the last month and a bit, I've given up coffee. So question 53, what's the weirdest word in the English language? Definitely just along the lines of moist and just pronunciation of certain words that don't make sense. English is crazy. Question 54, dark chocolate or milk chocolate? That's not even a question. That's just rude. Obviously milk chocolate. Question 55, stairs or elevator? Definitely elevator. Why would I want to walk up the stairs? Question 56, summer or winter? I'm definitely a winter. Well, I was born in winter, so I'm a winter baby. Winter fashion is elite, but I've found a, love recently for summer, appreciating the warmth and walking out and not being embarrassed to, wear shorts anymore. So that's great. Question 57, You are stuck on an island. You can pick one food to eat forever without getting tired of it. What would you eat? Cheesy bakey fries 100%. Question 58, a dessert you don't like. I just feel like the more uncommon flavors, I just, you know, like a peach cobbler or something like that. Like, no, I want a chocolate cake, or I want a cheese, an Oreo cheesecake. I don't want a blueberry cheesecake. I want an Oreo cheesecake. I want a chocolate mud cake. I want, you know, apple pies are great too. But like, yeah, just things that I'm, you know, I'm not too out there with my trying of the food. So just keep it nice, plain, simple, and amazing for me. Question 59, a skill you are working on mastering. My anger management. Question 60, best thing to happen to you today? To be discussed at a later date. Question 61, worst thing to happen to you today? Nothing. Yeah, it's been a very, it's 9:22 in the morning, like it's still early. Nothing really bad has happened, so that's great. Question 62, best compliment you've ever received? I just feel like every day's a compliment with my husband. He loves me a lot and never fails to tell me how beautiful I look. Question 63, favorite smell? Ooh, cheesy bakey fries cooking, obviously. No, I'm only because I'm thinking about it, but my favorite perfume is Lady Million by Paco Rabanne. I love that shit. Question 64, hugs or kisses? Definitely kisses. Question 65, if you made a documentary, what would it be about? We're going to scratch documentary and, well, unless that's, can you create a documentary about your life? Let me know, guys, because if so, that's what it would be. Question 66, last piece of content you consumed that made you cry. Already spoken about it earlier. Let's not go through it again. Question 67, lipstick or lip gloss? Definitely a lip gloss gal. I hate when, you know, you put lipstick on and you can just see your dry lips coming through and just the lines, like, ugh, I don't like it. Question 68, sweet or savory? I've already gone through this actually, so I'm definitely a savory gal. But since having my second son, Jamie, I've definitely turned more sweet, but still overall savory. Question 69, girl crush. I've got a few. So I've got Dua Lipa, Sabrina Carpenter. I think Millie Bobby Brown is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, I've got a few guys. Question 70, how you know you are in love? You just know. It took me a year. I was, you know, I loved my husband. We were dating for a year and it was literally a few days after our first year anniversary of dating that I got this overwhelming full body experience of love pouring from every possible place in my body. And that was love. Question 71, song you can listen to on repeat. To be honest, I listen to a lot of my songs on repeat, just all my songs. Question 72, if you could switch lives with someone for a day, who would it be? I'd like to switch lives with my husband because coming from my background and I'm learning now, it's because of my, you know, my trauma that I'm always like, what are you thinking about? Do you still love me? What's going on in your head? What are you thinking about? And he'll just be like, nothing. Like, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm just sitting here. I would just love to know what a day looks like for him as like, you know, an unbothered male who, you know, isn't suffering with any sort of mental health issues and is just content and happy. And just, I would really love to see it from his eyes. Question 73, what are you most excited about at this time in your life? I guess having more kids. I just want a big family. I just want to, yeah, having more kids, but also really, really finding myself and really succeeding in the ways that is successful to me. You know, not getting rich overnight or anything, but just doing what I want to do and it making me happy. So that is technically the end of the questions. However, they do have one more here. So I'm going to read it out. So what is your affirmation for today? My affirmation for today is, well, number one, my husband says it to me every day. and he says, today is going to be a great day. Another one is, today is a new day. But what I want to put out there for the last thing is, you are here to be loved, to show love, and to have the utmost happiness in your life. And I truly think that each and every one of us is going to succeed in that. And I am hopeful for that. Wow, guys, that was a lot of questions. I don't even know if I answered all of them. I don't even know if any of my answers made sense, but that was actually quite fun. There was a lot of things that, you know, I didn't overthink, and things that I wouldn't have thought that I would say, I said. So that's pretty interesting. Try it out. It was just like, I just typed in like the 73 or Vogue questions to go through and click the first one, and they were all there ready to go. So that was a lot of fun. Again, I did just want something lighthearted, fun, get to know me. If you guys liked this sort of thing, please let me know. I would love to know what you guys like hearing. If you want me to talk about specific topics, if you want me to try and get anyone specific on to talk about a range of topics, obviously I do have that focus on mental health, but it's not just for that. It can be everything. I truly believe that everyone has such a great story to tell, whatever it may be. And I'm so excited to continue doing this and continue talking about these things and getting other people on. I'm just, you know, over the moon with excitement. Again, so if you guys did like what I said today, I would appreciate it so, so much if you could like the podcast, if you could review the podcast, you know, subscribe, follow. It would just mean the world to me, and I think it would really, really help in getting my podcast out there to other people who, you know, may need this sort of thing in their life, talking to someone and having such a transparent and open and honest podcast to listen to. I think from the positive feedback that I have already received, I know that not only am I doing this great thing for myself, because it has been helping with my self-healing and just my brain and my mental health, that I'm actually helping other people too. And it is a dream come true. And as you know, my hope is that in sharing my life and my story, that others will not feel so alone in theirs and in whatever it may be. So again, thank you so much, guys. Just my socials. So for Instagram, it's @life_and_lemons_podcast. For TikTok, it's simply @life_and_lemons_podcast. Then you do have my personal socials. Same for both TikTok and Instagram. And it's @ParisWright. Thank you so much, guys. Again, I am so happy that you did join me today. And you know, for all my supporters that have been there constantly, thank you so much. Your love is not going unnoticed.